Welcome to the Teaching of the Power of All with Pastors Michael and Tonya Bryant. In this teaching, they will explore four keys rooted in Scripture. 1. Divine origin and unity. 2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, just begin to magnify His name. He's worthy, He's worthy, yes He is. He's worthy, yes He is. Come on, just begin to magnify His name. Come on, He's worthy. Come on, share the broadcast. Let your people know that the word's coming forth. Come on now, this is the day, this is the day. Come on now, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. I want you to get this. Come on, get this. Get this right now. Get this right now. Come on now. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Come on now. Come on. Activate your faith. Activate your power that's within you. Come on now. Activate it. Turn it on. Click the light switch. Come on now. Woo. Come on now. Hey, glory. He shot. Take his shama. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. He's worthy of your praise. 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 Yes, he is. Come on now. David said, I will bless the Lord. I will bless. Come on now. I will bless him. Come on now. I will bless the Lord, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on now. Hey, glory. Father, we thank you. Woo, my God, hallelujah. We bless your name, bless your name. Father, we bless your name, bless your name. We bless you, we bless you, we magnify you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, I thank you. This atmosphere has been activated and energized by your blood. It's been activated by the power, God, glory, that worketh within us, though. The anointing, the yoke destroying, burden removing power of God. Father, I declare and decree. Hey, broko isha tarabako sha. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. Bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, broko sha, take a shot. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on, come on. Just begin to shout hallelujah. Come on, he's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. He's worthy, yes, he is. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Glory, glory, glory. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on now. Hey, ke sha talaba. Ha, ke she te la bo ko sha, bo ko sha. Father, we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. As the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning. Actually, in the Hebrew, it actually states when God began. our glory. Not that he just came into existence when he started creating. No, creation starts in the mind of God. But when God began, when he decided to say, hey, I already have my kingdom established in heaven now, I would like to share the wealth. Oh, come on now. Glory. There it is right there. You don't understand that you are the divine offspring of God. You are the sons of God. Oh, my God. Okay. Woo, come on now. Let's go here. We might as well get this thing started. Hey, glory. Because you have to understand that you are, okay, you're not a servant slave. You are the sons of God. You are the divine offspring. Ladies, you know when I say sons, had nothing to do with gender. So we're going to go to two quick scriptures and we're going to start this thing. Hallelujah. Let's go here. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 1 and then Psalm 82, okay? Genesis chapter 1, then Psalms 82. Genesis chapter 1, then Psalms 82. Let me put this in for Instagram here. Genesis 1, Psalms 82. Look at what it said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, now this word God right here is not God representing a theological entity, supreme and omniscient, okay? And omnipotent and omniscient. No, it's referring to Elohim. This word right here in the Hebrew is Elohim, which means ruler, judge, high glory, the one true God, high glory, God like one, okay? Now, it also means the divine ones, okay? Let us create, let us make mankind, Adam, let us make mankind, Adam, let us make mankind, Adam, in our image and after our likeness, in our image, okay? So he was God, okay, so listen, God's not schizophrenic. These three are one, okay, like we learned. I believe it's, and we'll go there later, okay? These three, I believe it's 2 Corinthians. These three are one. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Let us create man in our image after our likeness and let them have what? Dominion. So the first thing that you have is dominion, okay? As a son, this is how you know you're the offspring of God. It means ruling authority, okay? Ruling authority, okay? You have dominion, okay? Which is ruling authority, okay? Over the fish, fowl, cattle, and over all the creeping things. So everything that God created, he made us to have ruling authority over it, except one another. So God created man in his own image. So now he says, now, when he says, look, I've gotten into agreement, I've gotten into alignment with myself, the Word and the Holy Ghost. Now these three are one, and now I will create mankind in my own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and God blessed them. So first of all, let's get this established. You were created in Genesis chapter 1, not when you came to being. I'll use myself as an example. So I was created in Genesis chapter 1. I was in Christ. I was in God before the world began, okay? So 2 Timothy, that is 2 Timothy chapter 1. And God blessed them, okay? So now, before we were walking on the earth in the garden with Adam, we were in God and we were blessed, empowered to prosper and be successful. So, okay, so now he not only gave you his power and dominion, okay, he also gave us the blessing. Okay, he gave us the blessing. Ah, glory, his empowerment to to prosper. Come on now, his empowerment to prosper. What is the blessing? Okay, let's go ahead. Let me just say it right here. Let me just bring it up. The blessing is his supernatural empowerment and presence to prosper and be successful, okay? So now let's go to Psalms 82. And this is going to bring it home and help it make sense, okay? Psalms 82, verse 6. And it says right here, okay, it says right here, I have said, past tense, already said. Listen, whenever the Father says anything, it's already done and it's already past tense. Come on now. Woo! I have said, you are what? God's S, plural. And the verb are means present tense, you are. And this word is Elohim, okay? Divine ones, rulers, plural, okay? So that's the first thing that he gave you. He gave you his dominion, his authority, and he let you know where your heritage is. Good morning, Brother Doug. So he also wanted us to let us know that we have a lineage. We are connected to a lineage. We are connected to our to an inheritance. Woo, my God. He kesha. Woo, my. Come on. You are God. And all of you are children, okay, of the Most High. All of you are children, the offspring of the Most High, El Elyon, okay? You have an inheritance. You have an inheritance. You have an inheritance. Doesn't matter what your credit report, what your bank account looks like right now, you have an inheritance, and you must be connected to the Father. You must be in alignment with God, and you will have full access to your power and inheritance. Come on, someone type, it is so. Woo, come on now, get this, get it right now. Oh my God. So now, when you begin to walk in the power of all, your power, okay? Now remember, power of all, number one, your divine origin, Genesis chapter 1, in unity with God. You were with God in the beginning. Everything in the universe comes from God. God is the ultimate creator and source of everything. That means you are all, we are all connected because we are connected to the same source. Woo, my God. Glory, glory, glory. Come on now. Now, number two, our dependence on God. This concept underscores our reliance on God for all aspects of life. Just like how children depend on parents, okay? For the food, shelter, and guidance, we need to rely on God for our needs. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he, the Father, will direct your path. Philippians chapter 4. And my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Okay, your needs are already supplied because it's connected to your inheritance. Your purposeful, number three, your purposeful existence. This principle emphasizes that everyone has a perfect purpose designed by God. I know the thoughts, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Right here in the, I believe this is the Amplified, to give you a future and a hope. Woo! Romans chapter 8. And we know that in all things, God, all things work for our good for those who are called according to his purpose. So you were created with a purpose. Your purpose. Woo! Your purpose will answer a problem in the earth. And then number four, the imminence of God. God's active involvement in your life. Okay? Woo, my God. So now, we're going to go right back here. So when we understand this, now when we go to this season that we're in right now, okay, we are in this time and season of what's called a set time. We are coming into what's called Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, God's new year. Okay, between October 2nd and 4th. And I believe I'm probably going to do a special Bible study next week, because this comes in before we have a chance to meet on Sunday morning. So, and I'll probably recap it again next Sunday, but probably looking at either Thursday or Friday, and I'll let everyone know, amen, on Sunday morning, amen. But let's do this. When you begin to think about how God works in this infinite wisdom, okay? His infinite wisdom, okay? Psalms 102, okay? Like I said, I just want to encourage you. I just got a few more minutes. Just want to encourage you. Psalms 102 and Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 first. And it says, to everything, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to harvest or to pluck up that which is planted. Okay. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest time. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. The seed time is when you sow seed diligently and consistently in the kingdom. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from the seeds that you sow. So when you understand that we are in an appointed time, a set time, okay, which is Psalms 102, verse 13. And it says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations. You shall arise, you shall come on the scene, and have mercy upon Zion for the time, high glory, to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. The favor, his divine presence and influence on your life. This is going to be a season and time of divine influence in your life. I'm prophesying to you right now. Come on, just type, I receive it. He's going to begin to influence all around you, and people shall be influenced to favor you and to do things on your behalf that they normally would not have done. Why? Because the favor of God is on your life. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Woo! You are in a time and season of favor. Okay, it's a new season. Isaiah 43, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Okay, so you are in this season of favor, and it's all connected, because the power of all, which came during the time of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, one passion, one mind, in one place. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and they were all filled. This is going to be a time of not only filling, but overflowing in your life. Oh, I'm prophesying to you right now. I wish I had some people with me. Someone type it is so. You are not only going to be favored, but God's going to overflow in your life. The power of overflow, the power of more than enough, the power of abundance is going to be released in your life, because we are entering into a new season and a new year, okay? So listen. Listen, when you understand this, then you can't help but sow seed. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You cannot receive a harvest without first sowing seed. So we're going to sow seed, amen. We're going to do what the word says, okay? So listen. Sow your seed. Let's see, where's my little thing here? And you can use the church PayPal. You can use the Zelle. Go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. You can scan the QR code and go straight to our PayPal. Or if you want to do what's called the Teruma, okay, and that's where you sow into the hand of the priest. I am the priest of the ministry and the prophet, and the first of all first fruits of all things of every teruma shall be the priest, and you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may prophesy, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you give straight into the hand of the prophet and the priest, you activate something called the prophet's reward. Okay? So when you're sowing, sow your seed. Amen. Come on now. Sow your seed. Listen. Sow your seed, whether it's the 8888, the new beginning seed, the 2024 seed, or the $55 seed, which is the multiplied grace seed. Get that into the ground. Father, I thank you that as they sow seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree harvest, overflow, abundance, multiplication, increase, peace and favor is their portion in Jesus' name. Now, as you sow seed, God is going to overflow. You can't help but when you give, he says, I'll give back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Receive your inheritance of running over right now in Jesus' name. Listen, don't miss the hour of power this Sunday. Listen, if you only knew what God has planned for you. See, he said, I know the plans that I think toward you to give you an expected end. Be blessed.